Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. Just to let you know, we've been talking previously and it's been we've been putting out in the newsletters that we will be changing over the name of the program. And we've kind of started that. It's going to be sort of folded in over time. We're going to change the graphics and the links and that kind of thing. And the reason is that we've been using the phrase "We Can Prepare" in the Prepare logo. And there's been some confusion because of the growth in the prepper movement. So we don't want to get confused as far as being prepared for what the Lord has for us versus being prepared because of things that might happen to us. So we are changing our name, and we are going to be calling ourselves the Rainers Club. And we'll be letting you in more and more information and as the changes come online. But really what we're looking for is to make the site a resource, and this radio program, a resource for those who want to really learn how to know God, how to know His voice, and how to grow using His training that He provides for each one of us on an individual basis, and then be able to come back and share with others so that we're not doing this on our own. A lot of the things we're talking about and learning from one another is not mainline Christian denominational teaching. We're depending on God for the information we need, for the power to change, for life itself. And we're not looking to anything other than His training and teaching for us, with the assumption that if He can't teach us, we can't do it on our own. And no matter what other resource we might want to look at or try to emulate, it's not going to be enough to make up for just going to the source. So whether it's a denominational emphasis or a belief system, our own history, the scriptures, church history, our culture, none of those are a substitute for knowing God Himself. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of those as long as they don't substitute for God Himself. So we're looking at that the more we can learn to hear His voice for ourselves and accept His training, the more these other things, being able to share with one another and be involved in fellowship with others and look at our own history and take from these other places what God has for us that is truth, we're not going to be relying on the resources for life. We are looking to Him alone. And through that, there's, of necessity, change in our own beliefs. And so none of us has all the answers. None of us has the full, complete picture and understanding of who God is and how He functions and how He wants us to function. So one of our purposes is, and will be developing this more functionally, is to be able to share with one another our perceptions and ideas about how God is doing what he's doing in our lives, in the world, and in our communities. We all are going through our own training period, our own training cycle. And I may be going through something today that you may need to learn about 6 months from now, and vice versa. And if I can, by putting it down on paper and putting it out there on the web, can help you get through your training faster or have you start farther down the line in your training. In other words, if you can benefit from something I've learned and I can benefit from something you've learned, that's really the fellowship we're looking for. And this is God-directed fellowship. Certainly not that we don't learn from others that are not related to this site or this approach. Of course we do. But we want to do it deliberately. And we want to embrace the whole notion that the reason we are here on this earth has purpose to know God. That there's things that we can tackle and embrace that if we learn now, we won't have to learn them in whatever's next. And we can know God better than we ever thought we could. There's the only thing keeping us from knowing him in his entirety, the same way Jesus did, is our soul, is the crutches that our soul has been using to do things its own way. And tied up with that is all the wounds and the lies and the history, the beliefs that we have to undo, but we can cooperate with God rather than fighting him in dealing with those things and remove the bricks of the wall so that he can flow through us and we can enjoy his presence and his eternal life now, spirit, soul, and body, that we would be one in him and with him. So that's what we're looking for, is to develop a much greater community where we can share with one another on that level, rather than becoming a competition for what either one, any of us knows, looking for a way to share our experiences. Because it doesn't really matter what you know. It's, is it helping you? Is it bringing you into greater freedom and rest and oneness? Are you enjoying God? Are you enjoying yourself, your life? And are you happy all the time? Does nothing wrong ever happen? Of course, that's not what a goal even. We're not going to be deciding how we're doing based on our emotions or based on our circumstances. But we want to know that we know him. We want to be growing in confidence that we're on the right track. And that's what we can offer to one another, and as well as encouragement and reflection and feedback. So that's the direction we're going in. And it'll take a while to technically and functionally get these different aspects going, but we did have to overcome some of the technical issues to begin with, but those seem to have been successfully taken care of, and now we're able to be moving forward over time. So I encourage you to take this opportunity for yourself, as well as what do you want out of your relationship with God. If he's offering you everything you could possibly imagine. You're beyond what you can imagine. Are you settling for less than that? And that's what I ask the Lord right now in your life, to stir up a sense of dissatisfaction with where you are now. That you not be satisfied with anything less than everything that he has for you. Now, there's a time and a season to everything, which is why we want to know, how are we paying attention to what he wants us to be paying attention to? Even what we're teaching, we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit right now. Well, maybe that's not what God wants you to be focusing on. We want you to be focusing on what God wants you to be focusing on. This will always be here, these teachings. You can always come back. They may not be relevant for you for years or ever. We're not in competition with anybody. We're simply a resource that hopefully God can use to do what he wants to do in your life. So, picking up where we were last time we talked, we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit and dependence on the Lord. Now, one thing we want to understand is there's a difference between being dependent on the Lord, depending on him, and developing our own crutches. And central to this understanding is the whole idea is that the soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, does not have a life of its own. It needs other sources to consume to give it life, which is why it develops crutches and it leeches off of other sources of life, not just God. I mean, obviously, before you knew God, you were alive in your soul. But your soul itself was meant to get its life from your spirit. Now that you have a spirit, where each one of us is having to retrain our soul to reject other sources of life and choose to receive the eternal life of God. Well, sometimes that's real hard because the crutches that we've had, being able to access life from our strengths, our character strengths, our physical strengths, our family strengths, being able to talk our way into or out of anything, our intelligence, our whatever social capabilities we might have, which are God-given, we use those to meet our needs, to hide our wounds, and to get through our circumstances, to survive. But once you've become a Christian, once you've been re-enlivened in your spirit, God does not want you to settle for survival. Instead, you are an overcomer. You have the same relationship with God the Father that Jesus does and that Jesus did. And now, right now. So we want to allow God to show us those areas where we are still insisting on getting life on our own and substituting that life for him. So we are moving from becoming dependent on the control our soul has had, the crutches. You know, when you break your leg, while it's healing, you have a cast on it and you're walking on crutches. Well, once the leg is healed, you cut off that cast and you throw away your crutches. You relearn how to walk. Well, our soul, there are a lot of areas where our soul likes that cast and likes the crutches. It's easier to rely on crutches than to get healed. Sometimes we don't know how to get healed. Sometimes we have a hard time recognizing that we're wounded. But God will not allow you to go through life with a cast on your leg and on crutches when he is offering you eternal life now. Now, there is a time for everything, a time and a season. For you, he may not be dealing with your broken leg. Your leg may need more time to heal. So we're not going to be able to come up with a progression on, okay, this is your problem, this is how you get it healed, get it done. Instead, our relationship, our dependence on God is to allow him, give him the opportunity to tell us what we need to be focusing on. And one of the ways he does that is by giving us that interest in the gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural gifts. To increase our awareness of the supernatural realm. And that supernatural realm is where your soul functions, your mind, your will, and emotions. And there are laws that govern the supernatural realm and govern your soul. Now, as a spirit being, you have authority over those laws. But before you can exercise that authority, you have to understand and be able to be aware of what they are, how they function, so that they are not a crutch and they're not a barrier to the Spirit flowing freely through you. So learning to be ready and available to move in all of the supernatural gifts is part of the learning process. The Spirit of God is always speaking to your spirit, and your spirit is always flowing and communicating with your soul. One of our challenges is to increase the awareness. And we'll get into, in coming programs, how to wait and the importance and what happens. That during that waiting process, learning to wait, God himself sharpens our senses, so that we become more and more aware of what is already going on. It's not that something new happens. Our awareness increases. So the goal is not to become proficient at moving in the gifts, but to rest in dependence on the Lord and move in the gifts if he wants us to. If he doesn't, fine. If he does, fine. It's fine with us either way, because we're ready and available. It's no big deal, because our strength, our confidence comes not from the gifts, but from dependence on the Lord. So we pursue what he has for us at any given time, not just for our training in how to use them, but also when, where, and how to use them. We're not looking to have a special ministry, but the gifts that are within you are always within you. And whether you use them or not is an expression of the training God has for you, not the results. This is another area where you are free to make mistakes, as many as you care to, as many mistakes as you need to. It's the process and the source that are important, not the end result. If God wants to heal somebody, he'll heal somebody. If he wants to set them free in an area, he'll do that. He may or may not use you. Our goal is to be available in case he does want to use us. If not, fine. He, God, is the beginning, the end, and the middle of our instruction. Every day, the circumstances are lined up for your training. So our results, the product of our training, is not measured by how well we function in the supernatural gifts, or even if others are set free. But are we ministering out of rest and confidence in his life flowing through us, rather than our abilities, our strength, or even our training? As we spend that time with God, he narrows our focus so that we see only him. We see his face. We see what he's doing, how much he loves us. We receive who he is, and we have that one-on-one relationship with him. It's like we're sitting at a dinner table with him, and he says, pass the salt, and we pass the salt, and he starts a conversation with us, and we are sharing with him. Then he says, pass the gravy, and we pass the gravy. And he says, heal, raise the dead over there, and we raise the dead over there. And encourage this person over here, and we encourage this person over there. Then what's for dessert? It's all the same when we're with him, when we are confident and enjoying his presence. Now, that doesn't mean we're always going to feel or sense his presence, but there's a knowing that comes as an outgrowth of spending that time and letting him heal us and reveal himself to us. That's his job. That everything that flows from that is the same. That keeps us from valuing one thing over another and then trying to interfere with what God wants to do. It's all him. And it's all us. This is how we become one in him. We also want to be reminded that the diversity, the variety, the distinction of the supernatural gifts of the Spirit is as essential as the diversity of the members of our body. Each organ, each cell in your body is under the authority, the training, and the supervision of the Lord, our only head. Your different parts of your body don't make their own decisions. They're all under governance. And that's what we're looking for, too, to be under the governance of God as our soul head. Because our spirit is joint authority with the Holy Spirit, and our soul is under the authority of our spirit, the exercise of the supernatural gifts, which again function through our soul or in conjunction with our soul, it too is subject to the control of your spirit. Remember, your spirit is one with God's spirit. So how those gifts are manifesting in and through you is under your spiritual control. Part of your job here on this earth is to learn how to exercise authority over your soul, to rule over your soul. Again, this is another emphasis on why we need to be learning dependence on the Lord and allowing Him the freedom to be removing every hindrance between our soul and our spirit. And one of the big things we want to keep on reminding ourselves is that there are things that we can be doing that will hasten our progress, that will remove the barriers and restrictions. And it's sometimes the simplicity of those things that keep us from doing it. And we've talked many times about just quieting your life, cultivating a quiet lifestyle, cutting back on the noise and the commitments and what trying to fill every moment of your day. Then there's the waiting, specifically setting aside time to wait and spend time with the Lord and listening, not necessarily hearing anything, but letting Him increase your soulical senses. Then there's getting up at night to be with Him and honoring His presence even when you're not aware of it. Then there's being willing to change, to let Him heal you and change your beliefs. And then sometimes there's changing your circumstances. A lot of times we're fighting Him. He's trying to free us, and we don't want to be free. So there are things that sometimes very simple that if we are desiring what He wants for us and being unsettled if we don't get that, there are things we can do. And over time, we'll continue to remind ourselves of what those are and perhaps add to them, because there's a simplicity in devotion to Christ and we want to keep things simple. We want to let him be the God and us inherit and simply receive and accept everything he wants to give us. So we'll pick it up here next week. Next week we're going to start talking about some of the challenges in learning to move in the gifts of the Spirit. So, like I said, we'll be making some changes to the website and some changes to the page on Blog Talk Radio. But you're always welcome to drop me a line at Diane@WeCanPrepare.org or Diane@TheRainersClub.org. Either way, I'll get those and be back in touch with you as soon as I can. So until we meet again, this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio, for now. Have a great night. This has been Diane Thomas. Bye.